producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jen has a sniffle. Kara is there. Richie is there. And you are there. And we are here. And we dig around into what's going on. The ABCs of this day. It's a Thursday on the Good Day program. I am very taken back is how I'm feeling as I look at some of the tweets from you about Oregon. And there are at least three different points of view being expressed. People who are disgusted with the government, people who are disgusted with the protesters, and people who make this personal, focusing on Bundy. Maybe there are four points of view, because there is this whole business about how much land the government has, and whether you tie that into the way the government handled this particular issue. And it seems that there are a lot of different stories, a lot of different sides to this story. The government's calling this group, they use whatever words they want to use, but they're terrorists. No, they aren't. They're expressing a point of view, not necessarily well, with it, articulation, intellect, or intelligence, but they're reflecting what a lot of people... as a matter of fact, I was talking to somebody yesterday about this who comes from Montana, and he says his father is a rancher. He says the way most of the time things are handled out there, nobody really knows, nor do the authorities pay attention, because where these events happen take place in the middle of nowhere and nobody's really affected. But the government has put fences around a lot of this land, and they will put chains across the gate with a lock. And so... these fellows who are moving their cows around out in the middle of nowhere, their cattle, feeder cattle, they come upon these gates and they just get out of their truck with their shotgun and they blow the chain and the lock away and they continue on their merry way. It happens every day. And the government's used to it. They send their rangers out and they put more gates up and they put more fences up and they put more chains up, and the farmers and ranchers come along and they just... take their guns and blow the locks and the chains away and move the cows as they want to. You know what it reminds me of? Those of us who grew up in the era of westerns on TV or movies, the big epic westerns, when the cattle drives were taking place, or when the land barons were trying to steal people's lands, the squatters' lands, you know, these, how many different movies? There were hundreds of movies that were built around that theme. And they'd chase the small guys off the land, and then there'd be range wars between the big landowners as to who should be able to move their cattle across this bit of land or that bit of land. And a lot of it had to do with where the water was. But, you know, that was, they handled it themselves, not necessarily well, but there was an outcome. In this circumstance, there's been an outcome as well. So what is the outcome? Earlier in the morning, I played some stuff from the conference, the press conference yesterday, from the sheriff and the FBI, and then there are the ham radio operators who have been heard on this. So here's the reporter on the scene for CBS, Steve Futterman, who thinks the situation could be over pretty quickly.
With the leadership, the basic leadership of the group, and I'm not trying to say all the leaders were arrested or in the case of Finnegan killed, but this is the main leadership that's been taken into custody, and then besides the Finnegan killing. So they don't have their leaders there anymore. Because of that, I think most people feel that this is very likely at least the beginning of the end. And we have been told, but not officially, that that law enforcement might be willing to allow the people who remain inside to leave without any consequences if they leave now, if they leave peacefully. But again, no confirmation from police about that. Now, there's sort of a perimeter that's been set up around the wildlife refuge. In the past, we've been able to get very close to there. At the moment, that is sort of not the case right now. Certainly, if they're going to allow them to leave without any charges, that's not a bad deal for those inside, because they potentially could face some very serious federal felonies.
All right, so what are you buying here? What are you thinking? It's over. Yeah, I think that's true. Should these people be let out and just go home? Yes. That would be a way of handling it. Have we learned something? You got to wonder if both sides take something away from this. I thought it was interesting. Futterman referred to it as a killing and not a shooting. The people who are there refer to it as a murder. Some say this fellow went down on his hands and knees. He drove his pickup truck out. He was going into a meeting in town. They surrounded him. He drove his truck into a snowbank. He got out. Some say he had a gun and he was headed for the authorities for whatever reason. Others say he got down on his hands and knees, put his hands up, and he was cold-bloodedly murdered. My guess is there's something, someplace in between those, because that's always the way it is. It's kind of like when you negotiate a number to buy something. Somewhere between this number and that number is a number we can agree on. Well, in this circumstance, because there's lots of happenstance, and there's what I'm wondering, because everybody now these days has a smartphone, is there a video of this someplace? And if there is, why is it not being shown? Who's got the video of this? Is there an official? There's got to be people, all those FBI agents, the sheriff's department, and everybody on the other side. Although I'm not sure you could see from the vantage point of where most of them were hiding out whether they could get a video camera. But I have yet to see any video on this, and I would like to see video, frankly, before I make up my mind as to how I think this really ended. I think Futterman's right, though. I think it's over. 14 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Today's Thursday.
Control, do you like mortgages? Negative. Over. Do you like rockets? Affirmative. Over. Do you like rocket mortgages? I'm listening. Over. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Get the home you've been dreaming of with hundreds of incredible deals from Lumber Liquidators. It's your last chance to get our most popular whitewashed flooring styles 20% off, like Bellawood 3/4 inch solid carriage house white ash and beautiful Pearl City Click bamboo. Or warm up your home with 3/4 inch solid pre-finished cherry spice red maple for just $2.99 and get 45% off gorgeous hand-scraped red oak. It's now an amazing $1.99 and all butcher block countertops are on sale. Plus get laminate and vinyl plank from 59 cents and 18 month special financing. Don't miss these unbeatable deals. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your doctor, I'm going to give it to you straight. You have a severe case of gustatory horripilation and enuresis, and you need to choose between a cystoplastic volante treatment or orthostatic muscae surgery. I'll give you a second to think it over, but we'll need an answer right away. It's bad.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because TurboTax's Smart Look feature gives you on-screen assistance to help answer your questions so you're never on your own. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin. Powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Do you know a lot about beer? Well, it's time for Sam Adams Know Your Beer. Not all hops taste the same. American hops. They're piney, citrusy, like a lumberjack chopping grapefruit. German hops. They're floral and spicy, a beautiful bouquet with thorns.
Ow!
English hops. Earthy and delicate, a beer lover's cup of tea. Whatever hops you like, from Revel IPA to Boston Lager, Sam Adams is crafting a brew for you.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
17 and a half the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. Kara is taking your calls and also interacting with you with lots of hashtags. 888-302-3684. So yesterday, James Freeman was executed in Texas, lethal injection. Supreme Court declined to intervene. His lawyers had challenged his sentence, saying their client was mentally ill, ought not to be executed. His trial counsel was ineffective, but the Supreme Court declined to stop his execution. One of the things about this is interesting, Richie, is that it only took 9 years for him to get through death row. He killed a game warden. Listen to this. This was back in 2007. Listen to this.
I think that...
No, not that. Hold on. Yeah. I want to tell you the story before we get to the other side of it. This guy was drunk. He went out. This is rural, middle of nowhere, Texas. Drunk as a skunk. Takes his gun, goes outside his house and starts shooting possum and other things that are along the road that lead up to his house, just blasting away. So he gets in his pickup truck. He goes further down the road into some, again, another government preserve, and takes his shotgun and is wandering around aimlessly with, a bottle in one hand and a gun in the other hand. And he starts shooting whatever is on the ground, lizards, just anything. So the game warden comes and finds him and approaches him and says, "What are you doing?" And the guy turns around, shoots the game warden, kills him. So then he's arrested. They obviously, there was somebody else in the truck with the game warden. Those guys never go anywhere by themselves. So he gets arrested in his drunken stupor, doesn't even know what he's done. And he's convicted quickly and sentenced to death quickly. But because he was mentally ill and drunk, there are people who say he ought not to have been put to death. I find this sort of thing troubling, and I don't think he should have been executed because I don't...
I would agree with that one.
What do you do under the circumstances here? And how do you... one wonders... Because of his mental status, perhaps as much as anything else, you can draw a conclusion, whether accurate or not, that he really didn't get the same treatment that a lot of other people get who are smart enough to have lawyers who can drag this out. We have people here in California, other places, in Texas even. People have been on death row for 12 years, 11 years, 14 years, 24 years, 30 years. I mean, there's somebody on death row. In, I forget what state it is. I think it's New Jersey. I don't know where it is, but some, maybe Ohio. Been on death row for 34 years.
Yeah. Well, there's
one person convicted of something in 1977, never been put to death yet.
Yeah, there's always these rights groups that have lawyers that keep them.
Right. So why didn't somebody stand up for this guy? James Freeman. Why didn't somebody stand up for this guy? Get it. It's where
death sentences should be held for just
vengeance. People who kill police or do something heinous, go in and blast up families. Intentional. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Why is Charles Manson still alive?
Right. Exactly.
Why is Ted Bundy still alive?
Right.
And this guy's dead. It just doesn't make any sense to me. Well, how they execute people is a cause for discussion as well.
Mississippi wants to bring back the firing squad.
Yeah. In the next half hour, we'll hear from the governor of Maine who wants to bring back the guillotine. 21.
That's the cool way to go out.
On Good Day. Adios.
If
Revivalist Housing has been in your plans. Get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's a perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Thursday, the 28th of January. Richie!
Wow!
Already? Time now, I know. Isn't it amazing?
Time
the
flies.
First month of the year. So Richie loves it when I go through the calendar like that. And he tells me that my life is going faster than his. Funny, you're with me every day, the same time, in the same way. How is it that my life is going faster than yours?
You are so much closer to the finish line, my
brother. Is that it? Really?
Yeah, it's like when you're falling off of a cliff, that last 10 feet, man.
Yeah. It makes no difference. It doesn't even make any difference how much you weigh that last 10 feet. Adios. Late night programming, monologues, fun, smile. That's what we have with us now in this portion of this hour of the program, starting with Conan O'Brien here joking about a controversial decision to cast a white actor to play Michael Jackson in an upcoming movie.
There's a new show business controversy that everyone's talking about today. People are very upset because there's going to be a new movie, and in that movie, Michael Jackson is going to be played by a British white man. Yeah, the producer said we didn't want to cast a white man, but we'd like to get nominated for an Oscar. So you do what you got to do.
Wow.
Well, there are a lot of people who think Michael Jackson looked pretty much like a white guy when he was done bleaching his skin at the end there. All right, here's Stephen Colbert joking about the so-called doomsday clock.
Yesterday, atomic scientists updated something called the doomsday clock. It's a symbolic clock that gets adjusted every year to reflect how close humanity is to destroying itself, with midnight representing the apocalypse. It is the only clock more terrifying than the one that wakes you up every morning. Atomic scientists revealed that humanity stands at 3 minutes to midnight. Because that is tough. A lot of us were hoping we'd gain an hour for doom's light savings time.
3 minutes to midnight, huh? All right.
Tick-tock.
Here we are back again at the clock.
Tick-tock.
Seth Meyers jokes about Donald Trump.
Following Donald Trump's decision to boycott tomorrow's debate, Ted Cruz says Trump is afraid to face moderator Megyn Kelly because if she asks him mean questions, his hair might stand on end. After Donald Trump's decision to boycott tomorrow's debate, Jeb Bush told Trump to stop whining, although I think what he meant to say was, stop winning. Just stop winning. My brother was president. My dad was president. Stop winning.
Or whining. Wah, wah, wah. Interesting that in the archives There's some video floating around from 2011 where Trump talked to Megyn Kelly about the possibility that he would moderate a debate for GOP presidential candidates. He thought that she would be a better moderator than he would be. That's what he tells her back in 2011.
Yeah.
And then there's another
times change
piece of video where Trump slams other candidates for skipping his proposed debate. He was going to have a debate. Remember back?
Yeah.
I remember that. Okay, here's...
My favorite thing is that Ted Cruz has now challenged Trump to just a private debate, a one-on-one with him.
Right.
And Cruz says, I've already booked the venue just down the street from where they're at. And Trump tweeted back, can we do it in Canada? He's so good, it's just being snarky.
All right, here's Ellen DeGeneres joking about a new study that says dogs can sense how you feel.
There's a study now that proves that dogs can look at humans and know how they're feeling, which is why I never play poker with dogs, no matter how fun those paintings make it look. They discovered that dogs can match what they hear with what they see, and they can figure out if you're happy or sad, which means they're better at guessing how you're feeling than most husbands. Am I right, ladies? They showed dogs different pictures, and when they played happy sounds, dogs looked at a picture of a happy person. And when they played sad sounds, dogs looked at a picture of a sad person. And when they played clips from The Bachelor, the dogs reached up and changed the channel, actually.
Good for them.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Good doggy.
Ding, 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 ding. All right, so there we have a few smiles, courtesy of some of the entertainers on television from yesterday. Now it's time for Dr. Chambers with a conversation about a health condition that nobody really wants to talk about, but ought to be talking about it.
In the news, who's depressed? This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. My friends over at the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force are back making news, stating the obvious. This obvious needs to be said over and over because we as a society and as individuals don't want to hear it. And it's this. Depression is really common and undertreated. It robs millions of us of life's pleasures. Here's the thing. Being depressed doesn't mean you're not mentally tough or go-getter. It just means you're depressed. And it's not your fault, no more than having asthma or hypertension is your fault. DCOC advice? Typical symptoms of depression are you don't like yourself, trouble sleeping, you don't enjoy the stuff that normally you love. If you think you might be depressed, especially if you're pregnant, talk to your doctor about it. Remember, we can treat and manage depression better now than ever. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. Follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
Get the home you've been dreaming of with hundreds of incredible deals from Lumber Liquidators. It's your last chance to get our most popular whitewashed flooring styles 20% off, like Bellawood 3/4-inch solid carriage house white ash and beautiful Pearl City Click bamboo. Or warm up your home with 3/4-inch solid pre-finished cherry spice red maple for just $2.99 and get 45% off gorgeous hand-scraped red oak. It's now an amazing $1.99 and all butcher block countertops are on sale. Plus get laminate and vinyl plank from 59 cents and 18-month special financing. Don't miss these unbeatable deals. Visit LumberLiquidators.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Control, this is QL1. Side hatch is secure.
QL1, this is Control. We copy, showing normal cabin pressure. Over.
Control, this is QL1. Do you like mortgages?
That's a negative, QL1. Over.
Control, do you like rockets?
That's affirmative, QL1. Over.
Do you like rocket mortgages?
I'm listening. Over.
Of course you are, Control. Everyone likes rockets. Control, Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Here we are to expand your earthly experience. Not just existing, but enjoying what's going on in the world. That's our job, to bring you...
Greetings, humans.
Yes, right.
Your earthly experience.
Yes, you earthlings. Here we are. We're out of this world. Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, and Dr. Jack Stockwell. I know he's out of this world. We're going to get to him in just a moment. For those of you who want to be scared about the Zika virus, let's see if we can quell that. First, though, I made reference to the execution of that fellow in Texas yesterday, and not only am I concerned about him being executed, because I don't think he should have been executed, but then there's this discussion and debate going on because the states say they can't find the stuff to put people to sleep in order to put them to death. I don't know what the problem is, because every vet I know has plenty of stuff to put dogs to sleep, and they're not using a gun to do it. So why can't the people...
I think the argument there is that the dog doesn't know what's happening, so they don't fight it. Mm. Whereas the human is aware of what's going to happen, and they fight it with mentally and physically.
Mm. Well, that may or may not be the case. Okay, so in addition to the discussion of lethal injection, there are other states who are looking at different ways to get around the problem of not being able to get the juice to put people to sleep. And as Richie said a few minutes ago, the suggestion has been made, I think, in Mississippi to bring back the firing squad. There are states who think that we should bring back the hangman. And then there's the governor of Maine, whose name is Paul LePage.
This guy.
Who was interviewed yesterday on a talk radio program in Portland, who has some interesting ideas about how to fix the problem.
I think the death penalty should be the appropriate for people that kill Mainers. I think these people, there's nothing good enough for these people. I think 4 years is not good enough. We got to go to 20 years. We got to keep them here until they die.
What's
actually, if you want my honest opinion, we should give them an injection of the stuff they sell. I'm just appalled at people getting angry at me for saying, making a comment when they they protect these people. And the ACLU, mind you, is the worst organization in the state of Maine protecting these people. What I think we ought to do is bring the guillotine back.
Guillotine.
The guillotine.
We could have public executions and have, you know, we could even have which hole it falls in.
Okay.
Make a lottery out of it.
Right. I mean, he was chuckling a little bit there. He's not known as the most progressive governor in the country. I'm sure you can figure that out.
French. That explains the guillotine.
Yeah, right. So here's... Yeah. The two fellows he appeared with, host named Ken Altshuler and Mike Violette, then went on to talk about the guillotine comments.
I'm one of the few liberals that you'll meet that believes in the death penalty. Now, I don't believe in the death penalty for drug dealers. You know, I do believe in the death penalty for murderers, and I think if you hurt a child, I mean, you kill a child, certainly that's being murder. But, I mean, I would also be willing to consider the death penalty for men who rape, and for men or women who abuse a child to the extent that they are damaged for life. Those people, I have no problem executing them.
As usual, some of the wing nuts on the left side of the aisle in Maine, including Democratic House Majority Leader Jeff McCabe of Skowhegan, all offended by this about the possibility of the death penalty. McCabe said, quote, "The only time Maine makes the national news is when the governor says something crazy like this." Sorry, Jeff, it's not crazy.
We're not going to have a death penalty. It's not going to be brought back. You know, most states who have banned it aren't going to bring it back. But I think it's an interesting present. And I'm not sure about the guillotine. That guillotine may be a little harsh.
I'd love that.
Harsh?
It's pretty quick. It's over. Right? You don't even know it hit you.
Yeah, but you know, the constitutionality of the death penalty is cruel and unusual punishment.
What, if you're put to death, you die instantly. How is that? How is it shooting somebody? That's not cruel and unusual. They're dead immediately.
Is there a difference between cruel and unusual punishment if you're lying on your back in the guillotine or lying on your stomach?
So you can see it coming?
Right. If you're lying on your back, that's cruel and unusual, seeing that thing drop.
Yeah, you may be right. Okay, so that's enough on that. Dr. Jack Stockwell in a moment here on Good Day as we take apart the most recent information on the Zika virus. Some of your comments. I'm looking at all the things. We have Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Most of our comments on Twitter are about Oregon or about the Zika virus or about drone racing. I don't think we need to bring Jack in on the drone racing, but I do think we have to bring him in on the Zika virus, and that'll happen next here on Good Day.
Get the home you've been dreaming of with hundreds of incredible deals from Lumber Liquidators. It's your last chance to get our most popular whitewashed flooring styles 20% off, like Bellawood 3/4 inch solid carriage house white ash and beautiful Pearl City Click bamboo. Or warm up your home with 3/4 inch solid pre-finished cherry spice red maple for just $2.99 and get 45% off gorgeous hand-scraped red oak. It's now an amazing $1.99. And all butcher block countertops are on sale. Plus, get laminate and vinyl plank from 59 cents and 18-month special financing. Don't miss these unbeatable deals. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tissue. tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
Are you living with a growing prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? Problems with a growing prostate don't go away on their own. So you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. A recent survey of Super Beta Prostate users shows that over 86% of men report waking less frequently to use the bathroom. With Super Beta Prostate, you could have less urge to urinate and an improvement in your romantic life. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-226-9206. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-226-9206. 1-800-226-9206.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
42 past the hour now, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Richie and I have my pal, Dr. Jack Stockwell, on board. First of all, get an update on the Zika virus. What some of the people are saying, they're listening to this program, Jack. I'm reading some of the Facebook. No, this is a Twitter. A couple of tweets. Mary says this Zika virus will worsen the current economic recession in Central and South America. Potentially will wreck the upcoming Summer Olympics in Brazil. 4,000 cases of it, I'm telling you this, have been reported. Is that a lot? Is that not a lot? Joe writes, epidemics like Zika will not go away if the governments do not seriously confront the problems that are the root causes of these diseases, like basic sanitation, poverty, deplorable environmental conditions, and widespread corruption. That's an interesting way of reading into it. Philip says, a fact. The government apparently hopes we won't notice. There are still a multitude of illegals migrating into this country from Latin America. The mosquitoes that can transmit the virus already exist here, and each only need to bite one illegal to begin spreading it for our citizens.
Oh, gee.
David says, not to fear. The government is here. Well, okay. I think we probably do have something to fear if the government is here. Listen to this, Jack. A podcaster named Steven Stance thinks there is more to this than the government is telling us. So let's listen.
I've seen for a while how in the media, you're seeing how the Zika virus that is transferred from mosquito to human being are affecting these women's children, how they're born without brains. And I've read quite a bit about it. And I remembered that when I first came to Texas in 1991, after being here just over a year and a half, there was something about like this going on a border town. So I started doing some research, and I came across about this event where all these women were having children that were born without brains. But I'm going to hypothesize for a moment here. It started in 1989 in Brownsville, Texas, where this took place, and this condition where the baby is born with all or part of its brain missing. The victims are generally born stillborn or die within days of their birth. Some fetuses, however, develop spina bifida, an often survivable deformity of the spinal cord that causes paralysis and other severe neurological problems. I believe that they found out what the problem was, and they used that problem to infect mosquitoes so that it would be a part of population control.
All right.
My goodness.
Maybe. As a podcast, this is the difference. This is the new radio, folks. Podcasting. All right, what this is doing is opening up the door to a new debate over abortion. Interesting what he said about that. So we have listed at DougStephan.com in the trending box what you need to know about the Zika virus, the facts. Jack, let's get a summary going here of what people ought to know. What's the update? Not necessarily on what's going on, but what really is there here to fear, if anything?
Nothing. Yeah, nothing, okay. Except for pregnant women. And pregnant women need to be concerned and cautious about what they eat, what they drink, and also what kind of bugs bite them. Mm-hmm. You know, the ticks and the fleas and everything else, because a lot of those things, viral elements, will pass the placental barrier inside the, you know, the baby in the womb.
Right.
But, you know, the Zika thing, I mean, it's been around since the 40s. And it's in Africa, and it slowly moved all the way over to South America, and now they're talking about this huge, massive invasion. Remember the swine flu? Nothing ever happened.
The other various flus. So we had somebody on, Richie, yesterday, I believe a doctor who is specializing in operations that are done internally, a pediatric doctor who said a lot of these things. You can operate on babies in the womb and fix them, whether this is one of them or not.
Yeah. Because this is a viral agent that would take up population inside the baby. But there's a lot of other microcephaly problems.
Yeah.
You know, the born with an entirely small, too small of a skull. I mean, I've got some parents that have brought some babies in like that, and there wasn't any Zika virus involved with that. There's other causes. But, you know, and there's a lot of people who get this, who get bit by a Zika-carrying mosquito, and the virus shows up in their body, and they have no symptoms whatsoever. Again, it's the strength of your own immune resilience.
All right, so not much to do about nothing, but something to be aware of, but the news media, as usual, is getting everybody all stirred up. Jack Stockwell is here, Nuka chiropractor from Salt Lake. He has an expertise that helps your body from head to toe. And so I bring him on a couple of times a week because he has an interesting and speculative way of dealing with many of the problems that you have. His Forbidden Doctor podcast that come out every week, now being downloaded by hundreds of thousands of people around the country and around the world. He and his wife, Mary, put them together. What did you say the focus was this week with your podcast?
It's on how being sick can actually save your life. Sicknesses come and go. Sicknesses come and go.
Yep.
And as Mary is always saying, your body calls to you certain things that it innately, by its own central intelligence, knows it needs this virus, it needs this parasite, it needs this bacteria to take care of a problem inside the body that will be worse if that doesn't take place.
Mm-hmm.
So, Kate, you know, it, again, a strong immune system, a good, healthy gut, and doing what is what we would normally do in order to stay healthy.
Right. All right. So there's that. There's a whole backlog now, over a year of these podcasts, and you will. They're enjoyable. They're thoughtful. They're provocative. They give you a different point of view than you get from the normal, regular medical community. And I will tell you from my experience, years and years and years of knowing Jack, what he tells you will work. And thus, my excitement over the Forbidden Doctor's new enzyme package, the Long Life Energy enzymes, the thyroid product. What did I call it? I can't remember the name for it.
Oh, you did. Was it Power Thyroid? I don't remember, but we're doing searches on it. But we're trying to get everybody involved to give us a name.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we got. Well, you see, that we'd have to spend a long time explaining what the product does. It's not available yet, so why don't we wait until actually it's available before we spend a lot of time talking about it?
I got to make a label. I've got to come up with a name.
Look at the one I said. I'm trying to remember what I said, but I thought it was pretty good. You know, it would be good if we had Meredith and Mary together. The two of them probably could figure it out, and we wouldn't need anybody else. Maybe we'll do that in the next month or so. The long-life energy enzymes that are already here at ForbiddenDoctor.com, these are things that are helping men and women. A lot of women testimonials as to how they work. I know that the woman in my life thinks that these things are super-duper. Get more energy, clean things up. I've been dealing with a little tickle in my throat. I'm going to take four or five of these and see if they can't get rid of that. Everything is in proportion. Dr. Ken, good night.
Yes.
Dr.
Yes.
Jack Stockwell, ForbiddenDoctor.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tech Talk time now in the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Richie and I are going to take apart some of the news that will affect you, some of the information that will affect you. I know one thing. I wish I had bought Facebook stock 2 days ago, and I'll tell you why in just a moment here on Good Day.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
All right, here we are at 55 past the hour. Facebook shares up 12% yesterday.
Really? Why?
After they said they had earned 79 cents a share on revenue of almost $6 billion in the fourth quarter. So they are way over what Wall Street
expectations, yeah.
Expectations were. $5 billion in quarterly revenue. You know, we were talking about this yesterday as it applied to Apple, because these silly people on Wall Street are saying, my God, Apple has fallen flat. They still made $18 billion in profit in the last quarter. They sold $65 billion worth of product.
Doesn't matter.
What the hell do these people think?
It's all...
it's nonsense.
What did you make last quarter, and what do you expect to make next quarter? That's
God.
All they base the stock prices on.
Unbelievable.
And if you did this or silly... didn't meet expectations, or if you are or aren't going to grow or in the next quarter.
It's the top of silliness. Okay, so the other top, when you're onto the top of the silliness scale, Amazon has increased its value by 35% in the last quarter of last year. But the Wall Street people are off because last year at this time, they were up 54% in the last quarter of the year. My God, the absurdity of this in terms of technology value on Wall Street. They had a growth rate of 35% in the last third of last year. In the last third of 2014, their growth rate was 54%. So that means you don't buy the stock? What, are you nuts? Actually, if the stock goes down because of this, it's a perfect time to buy the stuff.
Buy it now. Not going away.
No, of course they're not going away. What nonsense.
They'll grow long term. Yeah. Invest. Well, they, remember, this is for people who invest day by day.
Yep, right.
If you're investing long term, all this is silliness.
Yep. All right, Circuit City. Those of you who have any kind of stock, remember they went bankrupt in 2008, but they appear to be coming like Phoenix out of the ashes. They're coming back to life. Investors are planning to open new stores. They shut 700 of them down, but they're targeting a new crowd. All of the offerings they're going to have are based on what millennials' preference is when it comes to technology. So Best Buy will be aimed at the average consumer, your age, Richie, my age, if you will. And Circuit City is going to go for the 30 and under crowd and whatever kind of technology and gadgetry. You know, if somebody had been smart with Radio Shack, they would have done the same thing.
That's a tough business, right. Just because you can get everything on Amazon tomorrow.
Yeah, right.
You know who first started, Circuit City started another company.
What?
That company is still alive and growing. Do you know what that company is?
No.
CarMax.
Mm. Really?
They're building
a great new big building in Westboro, the next town over from me. They're selling a lot of cars.
So the original company died while the new company is
flourishing. I did not know that. Okay, that's good to know. That's good, Richie. Thank you for contributing. All right, let's see here. Facebook, half of the... You know how many people are on Facebook? 1.6 billion people are on. They're active listener, active users every month. 1.6 active users. The desktop version, not much of import anymore because most people are using it on their mobile devices.
Yes.
Or at least have. 823 million of those 1.6 billion access Facebook every day via their mobile devices. I can't tell you. Let's see. I use my... when I'm going
to Facebook. Desktop.
I use my desktop. Yeah. But I'm not the normal everyday average guy. I'm not the normal everyday average guy, Richie. I said it again. There, I've said it again. It's the Doug Stephan Good Day program at 59 minutes after the hour.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.